So that's what this total money makeover. So for 2019, welcome to women's ministry. This is what we're going to talk about, because I feel not only was it a blessing for women's ministry, it needs to be a blessing for the church. The church, we need to have our finances right, because we need to be able to give to missions and to other things. But until we can have our money straight. So yesterday I was driving and I listened to music or listened to preaching. Well, at 12 noon they had the pastor's forum. So it was Pastor Nicholas. He has the church in Vallejo. And so his daughters are in their 20s. But when they were in school, one of their friends for Christmas got 5 pairs of shoes. And she was just so happy she got 5 pairs of shoes. And other kids, I mean, she may have needed them, I'm sure. But, you know, and other kids were just 5 pairs of shoes. I didn't get 5 pairs. Santa Claus, you know, they don't believe in Santa Claus in junior high and high school. But shortly after that, that same friend came back and said, well, you know what, we have to move. We got evicted from our house. Why? Because a mom bought 5 pairs of shoes and didn't pay her rent. Welcome to women's ministry. So there was a lot of things that we talked about. A lot of them I'm not going to go over. A lot of the stuff I'm not going to go over, because this is women's ministry, but this is what God gave me for the church, okay? Monthly expenses. So I did this earlier in the year, 2019. So new monthly expenses, besides the ones that I had already. The bridge toll went up $20. A year. My HOA fees increased $25. Recology increased $1.68. And the mortgage increased $22.50. Kaiser didn't give me no raise at that time when this was going up. So in January 2020, my HOA is going to increase to $27 a month. I still don't have, we asked for an increase and we asked for a bonus, but we didn't get it. So have to trust God. Bank rates. Checking, 0.10%. Savings is 0.25. The club account was 0.25. Money market in May was 1.89, which is cool. December 28th is 1.28. So it's gone down. Small business checking was 0.05%. So there's a parable in the Bible where the person gave this person ten talents, 5 talents, and here's 1 talent. The one with 10 went and doubled it. So he put his money in a money market account, because money market account was higher than a regular savings account. Doubled it. The one with 5 coins put his money in a money market, and he doubled it. The one who had the 1 coin, I know that you just was not a right man, and you just mean, and you surly. So what I did, I dug a hole, and I put your coin in there, and here's your coin back. And he said, well, you know, you wicked person, you could have put it in a money market account. You could have put it in a savings. You could have did something so I could have gotten some interest. And so, and then another thing about this, when I was talking to my mother about the interest rates and everything, she said, you know what? I remember when the interest rate was 12%. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, I would have had some money if it was at 12% interest. And I'm only looking at 1.28% interest. That's a long way from 12%. It's a long way from 0.10% or 0.25%. So when reading this book and looking at the figures, I had to go and rethink. If I have all my money in savings and I'm just getting a 0.25%, why not open up a money market account where I was getting 1.89%. So now I'm getting more money, more interest. You gonna give me some free money? Give it to me. But it took action from me. I had to go to the bank and say, take this money and put it over here. Let's start it over here. God wants us to take action. Term certificates, CDs. 3 months was 0.25. I'll go down here. The 12 months was 2.10% and it's now 1.95. 18 was 2.15. Now it's 2.0. 24 month was 2.35. Now it's 2.05. So the interest rates are going down. So the goals for 2019 for the women's ministry was to grow spiritually, stay read up, stay prayed up, grow physically, and Sister Roberta, she's back there counting, said, we don't call it exercise, we call it activities. So what kind of activities can you do for 30 minutes a day? You know, does it have to be 30 minutes at one time? No, you could be 10 minutes over here, 10-minute quick walk. You know, or do something, some kind of activity to so you can grow physically. Because a lot of us, me included, need to be working on the physical, grow financially. So what we read for 2019 was a total money makeover. And we held each other accountable. That's the whole thing. Holding each other accountable, having somebody there with you. Because of our last meeting in December, we held each other accountable because at the retreat there were some challenges. There were 5 challenges, and whoever finished the challenges got an extra little surprise. And Sister Roberta got all the surprises because she did all 5. I'm like, okay, good for you. Okay, let's draw close to God and each other. Be accountable. And I want to do this. This is the 4 great rivers of the Bible. And we don't really talk about this. But years ago, I listened to T.D. Jakes. He did a sermon. You know, he takes one scripture and he can preach on it. And people are falling out all over the place. But he talked about the 4 great rivers of the Bible. So we have the Euphrates. We have the Tigris. We have the Gihon and the Pishon River. And so he was saying how everything flows into the Euphrates rivers. And so what his premise was, always have more than one level of income coming in. So when we talked about this in one of our meetings, we put Lighthouse as the Euphrates. So what money is coming into Lighthouse? Our tithes and offering. Mission support, the preschool, and the youth center across the street. These are all areas that's flowing into Lighthouse. So you can look at yourself. So am I just getting money from my job? Is there something I can do to make extra money to come in, to flow in to my reservoir so that I'll have money to pay my bills? I'll have money to go on vacations. I'll have money to do. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen unto the glory of God. Okay. Now for the church. The scripture is, sorry. Oh, I should have said the first scripture. I'm sorry. Was in Proverbs 22:7. It says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. That's the NIV. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. That's the King James Version. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender, is amplified. Poor people are slaves to the rich. borrow money, and you are the lender's slave. That's from the Good News Bible. I did the four versions because sometimes we kind of skimp over stuff. Oh, yeah, I read it. But here's four different versions. You're a slave, you're a servant, you're a slave to the lender. Now, that's not to say don't go and buy a house or don't go and buy a car. Make sure that you can afford to the house. Oh, I'm getting me a $1 million house, and I only make $50,000 a year. How are you going to pay that? God wants us to use some wisdom. And Proverbs 6:15. NIV says, go to the ant, you slugger. Consider its ways and be wise. It has not commander, nor overseer, or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? That's Jesus. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. A troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eyes, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, and plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. And I think about, you know, when I go Christmas shopping, I just went Christmas shopping, right? And you go to the store, you buy something. Oh, you know, if you get a credit card, you get 30% off today. Oh, but are you sure you don't? No, I don't. Here's my cash. I don't want the credit card. Because what they're not telling you is that that credit card is going to be 27% interest. So you're going to buy something for $30, and by the time you pay that $30 off, you're going to now owe $40. So you're giving them $10. So, and one of my problems is when I read the scripture, sometimes we kind of go over it. You know, like in Psalms, when there's a psalm and it says Selah. Selah means pause and think on it. So, okay, let me think about this. But this scripture says, go to the ant, you slugger, and consider its ways. So I had to consider the ways of the ant. I consider its ways when I leave my pie out and my mouth is just tasting for it in the morning and there is full of ants. I consider its ways. I consider its ways when it's raining outside and they want to come outside from the cold and they decide to come into my house. I consider that way, you know. But the Bible says consider the ant. It didn't say consider the lifestyle of the rich and famous, which I stopped watching because, you know, after you pay $350,000 for a 16-year-old for a Mercedes, come on now. But I like HGTV and home improvements. I like that. I like the way that they fix up those homes. I love it, love it, love it. But so I stopped watching the lifestyle of the celebrities. So, lifestyle of the ant. So I have to consider its ways. I told you what I consider its ways to be. But I had to do some research on the ant. Ants evolved from a wasp-like ancestors in the Cretaceous period about 140 million years ago and diversified after the rise of flowering plants. The lifespan, black garden ants, 15 years. The feral ant, 4 to 12 months. There are 12,000 species of ants. Only a handful are a threat to home privacy. Some can bite and sting, like the fire ant. others bite or sting. There's four stages of ants: the eggs, larva, pupa, and adult. Fertilized eggs produce female ants, queens, workers, or soldiers. Unfertilized eggs produce males. Ant eggs are small, oval, 1 millimeter long. Queen eggs are much larger. There's three kinds of ants in the colony. I didn't know that. So you have the queen or the male. They both have wings. Workers don't have wings. Only the queen can lay eggs. The only job of the male ant is to mate with the females and do not live very long afterwards. Soldier ants protect the queen, defend the colony, gather or kill food, and attack enemy colonies in search of food and nesting space. They take eggs away from other colonies. The new eggs became slave ants for the colony. Job includes taking care of the eggs and babies, gathering food for the colony, and building ant hills or mounds. Robot ants work as a colony to complete complex strategies, completing sophisticated tasks and invading larger predators. Species. Carpenter ants. Brown, and combination of brown and red orange. Workers varies in size, having single pedicle and smooth curved thorax. Myemicopia is inexpressible fear of ants, and those who suffer fear of insects in general, entomophobia. Carpenter ants build nests in woods, cause significant damage to your home. The queen feeds babies from saliva and does not leave the nest or feed herself during this time. A colony can produce 2,000 workers. Diet includes living and dead insects, meats, fats, sugary foods of all kinds, including honeydew and nectar from plants. They build nests where they can find water and moldy or damp wood tree stumps, firewood, or in plants around your house. They build nests inside entering buildings through wet, damaged wood, but can adapt to drier environments. Although they do not carry a disease, they can dig tunnels, weaken wood, damage wood that keeps the house standing, and is very expensive to repair. The Argentine ants will eat almost anything, including meats, eggs, oils, and fats. They leave a trail so that they won't visit the area twice. They forage food, including queen found in California. Colonies located in wet environments near food source and can cover entire garden or whole backyard. They can contaminate food by leaving body waste behind. Please wash your vegetables, clean your... Okay. Odorous house ants, strong, rotten, coconut-like smell. It gives off when crushed. Native to the U.S., they are very social, living in colonies of up to 100,000 members. They eat dead insects, sugary sweets, especially melons. I won't put any melons in my garden anymore. They live for several years and make their homes in exposed soil under stones, logs, mulch, debris, and other items. They also nest in walls and floor cracks. They contaminate food, leaving their waste behind. The red imported fire ants are more aggressive, with painful sting around avoid their mounds, can adapt to many climates and conditions in around environment. For example, they will form a ball or a raft in order to float on water. I didn't know that. They can feed on vegetation, build nests in mounds of soils, outdoors, landscaped areas, or near. Building foundations. Sting is painful and often result in raised welt that becomes a white blister. Fun facts. Ants can live 20 times its own body weight. Some green ants can live for many years and have millions of babies. Ants don't have ears. They hear by feeling vibrations in the ground through their feet. When they fight, it's usually to the death. When foraging, ants leave a phenomenon trail so they'll know where they've been. Queen ants have wings that are shed with the start of a new nest. Ants don't have lungs. Oxygen enters through the tiny holes all over the body, and carbon dioxide leads through the same hole. When the queen of the colony dies, the colony can only survive a few months. Queens are rarely replaced, and the workers are not able to produce. Ants help the environment. They are social insects, living in large colonies or groups, which can consist of millions of ants. And imagine millions of ants coming through your front door, marching to take over your home. Tips: eliminate standing water, keep tree branches cut back, make sure no cracks of little openings around the bottom of the house, and do not store firewood and building materials next to your home, which I had to just recently move some wood. It was for my daughter's garden boxes, which she hasn't gotten in. It was next to the house. I'm like, oh, okay, let me just move this back into the garage. And of course, there was little bugs on there, so I had to use my friend Ray to kind of spray it all down. Lifestyle of the ant. So, I'm not an artist. Okay. So, here's the head, the antennas, the thorax, the abdomen. Here's the baby egg, the larva, and the pupa. Oh, and there's the queen right there. Winged ants are the males and the female. The workers are the major workers with the cocoon. The minor workers are in the nursery, taking care of the babies. The mouth. The outer parts, like lips, open up and down. Inside, the lips are jaw-like parts that open and shut sideways and able to carry a load almost as big as an ant. Harvester ants have short crushing jaws for breaking seeds. Parasol have jaws with saw-tooth-like edges for shredding leaves. The Amazon ants have sickle shape to kill insects. All you need to know about ants. Eating. Adult ants can swallow nothing but liquids. Back of the jaw is a storage pocket. Solid foods go first into its mouth pocket. Their strong saliva breaks it down. The ant swallows the liquid part. The solids form into a ball, which the ant spits out. The abdomen has two stomachs. The ant digests part of the food in its own true stomach. The rest grows into a crop called the social stomach. This storage tank is used for the whole colony. When an ant is hungry, it strokes a worker with its antenna. The worker brings up a drop of liquid from her crop and passes it into the other's mouth. Thus, the queen and the other stay-at-homes, you know, the lower workers, are fed by those who forage for food. Ant hill is a mound of soil that can normally find in your garden or backyard. It's basically composed of dirt, tiny rocks, sand, clay, and various types of decomposed organic material. Ant hills are the results of the queen and worker ants trying to establish a safe home for the entire colony. Just like we try to buy a safe home for our children. So these are some of the common ant hills. It's not too bad, you know, when you look into your garden, you see this little thing and it has a hole in there. Okay, there's an ant in there. Okay. Ghana, West Africa, can grow to be 52 feet high as tall as a two-story house. So the first time I went to Ghana, there was these mounds everywhere. And Pastor Sam said, go stand by there so I can take a picture. And I'm naive. I'm like, okay. What is it? He said, an anthill. I'm like, you crazy. I'm not going to stand by no anthill. It was taller than I was. You know, like I said, I'm vertically challenged. But still, they can grow up to two-story home. To kill an anthill, you mix 1.5 teaspoons of mild liquid dish soap with a gallon of warm water. Slowly pour the water into each ant nest in your yard. The heat, along with the soap, will kill the ants and prevent them from escaping their nest. So that's what you could do outside. Inside, I have my best friend, Raid. It kills on contact. Oh, there's a trail. Okay, let me go get my friend here. Okay. I'm almost there. Dollar signs, because we're talking about getting debt free. Total Money Makeover is about being debt free. You go through baby steps. So you can go to a financial advisor and pay, what, $250 or $200 for a financial advisor to tell you what to do for your money. When you go there, I'm going to tell you what they said. So you, after church, you can give me the $250. You put all your bills down that you have, and you pay the smallest first, the next one, and the next one. And the next one, and you just keep paying until you are debt free. And then I do listen to this podcast after work. You know, I can listen to it after work. And you know, they have the debt free countdown. 3, 2, 1, we're debt free. I'm like, oh great. They 30 years old and they're debt free. Must be nice. You know, and these people, they paid off $200,000. What they did was they made a sacrifice that we're going to eat beans and rice. We're going to eat whatever. We're not going to go out to Ruth Chris. We're not going to go. We're going to set a plan. As Molly told me, make a plan, set a plan, and work your plan. Work your plan. The Bible also says, write the vision, make it plain. So that when you see, I need to be debt free. My other board that I have at home is what my goals are. My goals is to be debt free. I'm giving myself 5 years. And so the women that comes to the women's retreat or the meeting, we talked about setting goals. Your goals doesn't have to be my goals. I know what my bills look like. Your bills may not look like mine. It may not take you 5 years to get debt free. It may only take you 3 years. Whatever it is, set a goal. 3 years, I'm going to be debt free. 5 years, it may take you 10 years, but in 10 years, I'm going to be debt free. And work your plan, work your goal. So I have dollar signs, but I also have the black dollar signs, because the Bible says the love of money is a root of evil. So that's why I have the little black ones, because we don't want to have it that we love money. We're going to use money in this day and age, this time. Why? I'm not an artist, so Cherie, don't get mad. She's going to talk about me. Thank you. Why do I need to be debt-free? So I can bless my family. Why do I need to be debt-free? Because my kids need to be debt-free too. Because we take this information and I can pass it on to my kids. And matter of fact, my kids were over for Christmas and my nephew and his children were over. And after we ate, what did we talk about? What did I get my nephew? One of these books. I got him one of these books. I gave him his mom's Bible. Somebody took the Bible in church, and I got it 2 years ago, and I'm like, okay, I don't know which one is her writing, because it was all messed up. But anyway, we need to be a blessing to our families. Not that I'm going to leave, and I told them all, but this doctor told me I'm not leaving inheritance. Don't think you're getting inheritance. This is your inheritance. You take care of yourself. And so it was good that my nephew's son, oldest son, he works for this new online banking that's been on the TV. And he said, you heard of it? No. Chimes. He said, you have heard? And I was like, well, no. But I think I saw it on TV. But and I was like, so you know, you're in banking. You know what the money market is like. And so since it's a brand new company, they will, for the 401k, they will match their dollars. So whatever money they put in, that company will match it. So what did I tell them to do? What did we all tell them at the same time? You max your money out, because if they're going to pay, match it, match it. And he doesn't have a family. And he's single, girls. And he's cute, too. But match, have them match it, because in a year or so from now, they're going to say, oh, no, we're not going to match dollar for dollar. We may give you 2, 3, 4%. But right now, if they're going to match it, take it up to the hilt. So we need to bless our families, my stick people. And the unfortunate thing, so this is dad, mom, and two kids. And sometimes it's mom and two kids, or it might be dad and two kids. But we need to be an example to our children about our finances. But if we are reckless, they're going to grow up and be reckless with their money as well. So I ran out of paper because I was going to do another drawing of a church, and I know Shrew was going to get mad at me. So instead of drawing a church, I have the church. So why is it important for us to be financially fit? Because we have programs like feeding programs, women's ministry, shower ministry, kingdom kids, sound ministry, Sunday school, mentors, nursery, harvest festival, mega sports camps, missions, praise teams, small groups, men's ministry, counseling, a women's ministry. I think I wrote it twice. Anyway, it's good. We need to be a blessing. And then when I looked at this, even if I would have drawn a church, our finances reaches outside of church. Amen. We reach missions. We have 20-something missionaries, and they're not all here in this church. They're everywhere that we're supporting. So the showers ministry, yeah, the showers are there, but it's not for people here. I mean, if you want to shower, go ahead, but it's for the homeless, those who need a shower. So we're reaching outside of this church. The nursery, well, we need to raise up these kids. We need to teach them not only about God, we need to be an example to these kids. We need to show them how to be good with their money. We need to teach them how to pay tithes and offerings. Because, see, when I was a kid, we had what we call allowance. I'm dating myself, but our allowance was 30 cents. At that time, that was a lot of money. A nickel in Sunday school, a nickel in church, a dime in our bank, and we had a dime to spend. And if you were wise like I was, we had a little liquor store right across the street. And I would get all the penny candies that I could. And I have a bag of candy, yes, because I knew how to spend, you know, my 10 cents that I had. But I was taught to give to God first and to save. And my mother's famous quote, you spend some, you save some. You spend some, you save some. And so there was time when we wanted to borrow. Mom, we need to borrow some money. There was an hour lecture about spending and saving. And so you have the phone like, I need to borrow $50. Because we don't want to hear that, because you say it every single time. Okay. That's for that. So the next part of our just 1 month. I forgot to talk about gentrification first. And so a lot of people are up in arms about gentrification and how dare they move these poor people from their house. So there's a property, I think it was in San Jose, the house had burned, and the person bought it for $1.5 million because they just needed another house. That's how they do with gentrification, meaning that's not your house. See, when I own something, when I have the deed to it, it is my house. It is my prerogative if I decide to sell for $1.5 million, even though you're renting for $1,500 a month. When I add up the figures, how long will it take me to get $1.5 million off of your rent versus $1.5 million in my pocket? I'm sorry. You got to go. Or you could stay there, but there's a new owner, and they may want to up your rent. Okay. So, I get it, and I tell people, yeah, I have a property, and if someone gave me 1.5, I will sell. I'm sorry. I will be debt-free. Okay. I can go on vacations. I can do whatever I want to Ruth Chris every day if I wanted to. I would. The process of renovating and improving a house district or district that conforms to the middle class taste. One of these I was going to stop at. Luke 16 and 10, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Be honest. Be honest. Not only with your tithes and your offering and trying to get debt free, be honest on your job. Be honest at school. Don't look at your neighbor's answers. Be honest. If you don't know it, you don't know it. You didn't study all week long. You didn't study. So just be honest. And the lastly, what I want to talk about is to be known of God. Scripture also tells us that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are God's voice on earth to bring the fallen branch back to God. Let's not be like Jonah, who changed direction because he didn't want the Ninevites to be returned to the Lord. Even though he ran from God, God redirected him to do his calling and purpose. God knows your name. Every hair on your head is numbered. Please answer his call. He knows your name. Thank you.
Aren't you glad that he knows your name? Say, because you know my name. So it doesn't matter what anyone else has called you. He knows your name.
You know my name.
Say, oh, how you talk,
oh,
with me. Thank you for communing with me, God. Say, oh, how you tell,
oh,
me.
How you tell me.
I am your own.
I am your own.
Now, right where you are, can you just tell him, thank you for loving me, God. Thank you for loving me, God. Keeping me. God, I thank you for holding me and comforting me. You're so amazing. Yeah, yeah. So no fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. Cause you hold my hand. I'm walking in your victory. Cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me. Cause you hold my hand. Oh,
fire
can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain, it's not gonna stop me. Why? Because oh, I'm walking in your victory. Cause your power, it is within me.
John 15:5 says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And I know some of you may have come to this church today and decided to hear a message from Pastor Phil about God and his goodness. And you come here today and you hear me talking about get debt free. We need that too. We need to be a blessing to the ministry. But most of all, through all of that, We need to stay close to the vine. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the you're the branches. Unless you abide in me, you can do nothing. The Bible has also said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Meaning I have to have Christ in me and through me to work within me. And I do want to say, I thank God for the in one accord. I asked them to dress differently, to look different, because they all have the same, each one had the same outfits that they all had. But I wanted them to be different, because sometimes we say, I don't look like so-and-so. I'm vertically challenged. I told y'all that. I'm not tall. God knows your name. God knows who you are. He created you for who you are. You have a purpose in this life. God wants to use you. Don't think for a moment that you're not good enough. You're not great enough. I can't do and I won't do it. I can't because something is holding me back. God knows your name and he loves you. And he has a purpose and a calling for your life. And the reason why we come to women's ministry, because we can grow and we can learn and we can hold each other accountable. So it's so important for you to come to women's ministry. It's so important you to be involved in men's ministry. I don't know what they teach, but it's important for that, for you guys to get together, to learn, to grow, to do the things that God has for you, because there's a purpose in your life. You are the head of your families. You need to lead your families, and wives, you need to lead your family as well. Mothers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, we need to lead our family to the throne of grace. And one thing that we talked about, a lot of stuff that what we do in the women's ministry, we help here, we help there, we help there. And the main thing that we focus on is prayer. Because we can pray, we can go to the throne of grace and ask God to help, to restore, to build. That's one thing God has called for us to do. So if you don't know God, if you don't feel that you're not worthy, if you could just come and we can pray for you, we can pray with you. God is here. He loves you more than you would ever know. He loves you, and he has a plan for you. Amen.
I want you to stand to your feet, all of you. And Janice said it so clearly. He knows you. He knows the year that you had, and he knows the year you're going to have. He does. He does. He's not blind to the fact what you faced and the heartache and the pain that you've went through. He understands. The overwhelming debt you've been faced, he understands that. He really does. And he has a plan for you. And you may wonder why you're going through and this and that. I want you to know that God has established your end and then created a beginning for you. He knows where he's going to bring you. Yeah, come. God understands. God understands. Hallelujah. God understands. He has a plan for you. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. So the Bible has given us certain authority to speak words and declarations. And I'm going to declare this over you in the name of Jesus.